The Closing Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. You can find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. On this Monday afternoon, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is the senior weather analyst at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago. What a storm we had yesterday. Can you tell me about it just a bit, please?
Sure. With the very warm and humid conditions, high dew points here across actually much of the central and eastern U.S., the environment was ripe for very heavy rainfall with the upper-level disturbance that moved into the area. So we saw quite a bit of variability from a precip total standpoint, but central Illinois, especially in and around the Danville and east central Illinois region, got hit the hardest. Another little pocket into south central Illinois also received some of the heaviest rainfall over the weekend. But when you look back overall the past 3 days, we saw widespread rains with totals in excess of an inch across a large chunk of Illinois, western Indiana, northeastern Missouri, and then some swaths across Iowa and Minnesota.
More good than bad for the crops, I would think, in that case.
Yeah, especially since this is kind of like the first dose here of heavy rainfall. But, you know, something that needs to be watched here going forward is the pattern looks active. And so we are going to see numerous rounds of rain coming up, not only this week, but into next week as well. And with the warm, muggy environment, higher dew points across the Midwest, the conditions will be favorable for more rounds of heavy rainfall and potentially some flash flooding too during the strongest of storms.
So the next 7 to 10 days will be pretty important for a crop that's off to a good start, relatively speaking, in large part of the Midwest, but maybe ticking back some of its potential over that time frame.
Yeah, and really the area of note in the Midwest was for any fields that still need soybeans planted, of which the southwestern Midwest is kind of the same, is the area with most in need here of these drier windows coming up to plant the remaining soybeans. And you have about a 3-day window this week, but with more active weather here continuing specifically in that zone later on this week, that window is pretty tight.
And so you're talking about Kansas, Missouri area, correct?
Exactly. And some sections of southwest Iowa, eastern Nebraska is in that zone as well. But Missouri into Kansas, yeah, has been the wettest zone here of late.
Anything else around the planet that you've been keeping an eye on?
Certainly, at least areas with increasing dryness concern at the present time. Well, number one on the list is portions of Europe, especially Eastern Europe, which is trended drier and now has trended hotter too, as ridging of high pressure continues to influence the pattern across not only Europe but into Western Russia. But it's really Eastern Europe which is kind of the epicenter of the driest conditions here coming up, so that needs to be watched. We also have dryness across the Canadian prairies, and so that's with the newly planted crop there, another item that needs to be watched. And finally, Australia has trended drier in recent weeks with no sign of any significant improvement.
We thank you so much for taking your time with us.
You're welcome, Dad.
That is Mark Russo. He is with Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Thanks for being with us. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.